Russia calls its troops in Ukraine peacekeepers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We reiterate the full commitment of the United Nations to the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo. The U.S. says Russia has violated international law. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, the European Union says Russian troops have already moved in to two regions in eastern Ukraine, which President Putin recognized as independent republics last night. Ukraine's president addressed the nation at 2 a.m. Vladimir Zelensky accused Russia of wrecking peace efforts and said Ukraine would not give away any of its territory. He's urging the U.S. and other allies to hit Russia quickly with punishing sanctions, saying it's important to see now who our real friends are. Dave.
And Simon, President Biden plans more sanctions today, the day after imposing these.
Prohibiting new investment, trade, and financing by Americans in those eastern Ukrainian regions. The order also provides authority to sanction anyone operating in those areas. Sanctions announced are not the same ones that would be triggered if Russia further invades Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Closing arguments expected today in the federal trial of three fired Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. After the last of those ex-cops testified.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane telling jurors in federal court in St. Paul that during George Floyd's arrest, that he asked if they should roll Floyd onto his side, but that his supervisor, the now convicted Derek Chauvin, said no.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, a Georgia jury will return for a second day of deliberations in another federal trial. Three white men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery now face hate crimes charges. Prosecutors showed texts and social media posts from Greg and Travis McMichael and William Bryan containing racial slurs and insults. The defense said it's not proof the men targeted Arbery because he was black. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While the Russia-Ukraine drama plays out with American troops stationed in countries nearby, the U.S. is also keeping an eye on Iran.
A U.S. Navy fleet based in Bahrain plans to launch a joint force of unmanned drones with allied nations to patrol waters in the Middle East as tensions simmer with Iran. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who leads the Navy's Fifth Fleet, telling AP the use of 100 drones capable of operating both above and underwater will greatly improve the Navy's ability to keep an eye on waterways that are vital to the global economy. Attacks on vessels in the Middle East increased in recent years after President Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, though Iran denies involvement. There's also been an uptick in tense encounters between American and Iranian naval boats in Mideast waters. Cooper says unmanned systems are reliable, and he hopes the drone force will be operational by the summer of 2023. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Speaking of Iran, it's rejecting American COVID assistance.
Iran has returned 820,000 doses of coronavirus vaccines donated by Poland because they were originally made in the U.S. That's according to state media in Tehran. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini previously rejecting any possibility of American or British vaccines entering the country, calling them forbidden.
Fox's Tom Graham. Those donated COVID vaccines were from AstraZeneca, its shot not yet approved in the U.S. An update on Saturday's helicopter crash that killed a California police officer.
The National Transportation Safety Board says early in its investigation, one of two pilots on board the helicopter radioed in to report mechanical issues just before a second call saying they were going to crash. Huntington Beach officer Nicholas Vela was killed. The other pilot has not been identified. He is expected to recover from his injuries.
Fox's Colonel Scott on Wall Street. Stock futures are down only modestly after a long holiday weekend. As markets now rise in Europe, coming off last week's selling, the Dow and the Nasdaq each lost almost 2%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.